This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. In U.S. politics, after a 10-day pause, the race to decide which Democrat will take on U.S. President Donald Trump in November's presidential election resumes Saturday. Democrats in Nevada will decide who they want to be their nominee. Moderate former Mayor Pete Buttigieg and left-wing Senator Bernie Sanders are now the frontrunners, but only two states have voted so far. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who has struggled until now, hopes for a better result. China reported Saturday more than 76,200 cases of the coronavirus and said more than 2,200 people have died. Outside China, more than 1,200 others have been infected and more than a dozen have died. Officials in South Korea said Saturday the number of new coronavirus cases there has more than doubled in one day. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
South Korea has ratcheted up its fight against the coronavirus after the city of Daegu became the latest hotspot this week. On Friday, in the capital, Seoul, workers sprayed every inch of the subway with disinfectant. The country has locked down its military after several soldiers tested positive. In Daegu itself, a city of millions, the streets are empty after dozens caught the virus in a church from a 61-year-old woman known as Patient 31. Officials call it a super-spreading event, as many of the South Korean cases can be traced back to her. The Prime Minister said Friday that Daegu and another city are now special care zones.
For more on the coronavirus and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com, and you can also check us out on mobile. This is VOA News.